people. It is the Starship Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis. Without Anna DeBlantis today, she's off this week. She's returning. And Mr. Kevin Powell is in the studio with me, and so is Ms. Lauren Lapka. And what we do is it's like when she's away, it's like the kids take over. Mm. I'm like the Hollywood dad. I'm like the Disneyland dad, they call them, where they like, you know, I'm like, kids, what do you want to do?
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, it is a free-for-all.
You give us each a 20, say, go to the concessions.
Ice cream for dinner.
We get to stay up late, watch scary movies. You're the cool dad.
Yeah. It's going to be something.
Bend the rules a little bit.
We pretty much jump on each other's shoulders, wear a trench coat. We become one person. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Get the call in from the bullpen.
I'll put the kibosh on it at any moment.
I'm watching. Aunt Kim has come over.
I'm watching.
Aunt Kim comes over, and she's got dishes with cheesy things in them. That she's
snacks.
That she's putting into the oven. Now, here's your dinner. Here's your mom said, we need to have a dinner for everybody.
And you need to get all the food groups in. Come on.
I'm like, kids, we're going to order in.
Kids, grab me a beer.
Right.
I'll be on the couch watching the game. Listen to whatever your aunt says. I'm busy for the next 4 hours. Aunt Kim is not messing around today. She already yelled at me once in the newsroom, so I'm staying far away from her today.
With a four-letter word.
Ooh. Oh, what'd you do?
I asked her how many points the Bears are going to beat the Packers by in week one. I don't know why. It's June 24th, but I wanted to talk some Bears Packers smack. So she came back. She was not messing around.
Oh, that's something.
So
it's interesting. Very interesting. It's by 18, by the way, is the answer.
No. We think the opposite.
Okay, all right, fine.
See, I told
over
you.
Under.
And I'm in here with Don Kleppen, so I feel, you know, really...
Also a Packer fan,
so Kevin's outnumbered today.
Wow, we allowed more than one here? Come on.
That's why I left the newsroom. I'm with Ro today.
I don't think Don knows what he is. I'll be honest with you. I've known Don a long time. Having a conversation with Don, I would like to know exactly what it is. You have to wake him up sometimes in the middle of his thought. So I am not at this point going to accept that he's a full Packers fan.
That's right.
I think that's the one thing he's pretty confident in.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because then I'm gonna give him like a one of those one sheeter questionnaires.
Right. Frequently asked questions
in the movie Diner, where the girl has to take she has to pass a test before she's allowed to marry a guy. She has to pass a test about Baltimore Colts history.
I like it.
To be able to do that.
That's what I do with any of my dates I go on. Really, I pull out a little trivia. All right, we're talking Bears for the next 20 minutes. Meet the criteria.
Actually, it's very 21st century because you can now get an app. Open up your phone. All right, now download this app. All right, now you're going to answer these questions, and I'm going to watch in live, real time while you're answering the questions.
Name the starting offensive line for the 2006 Chicago Bears. Go.
Oh, man. Oh, speaking of sports, I should mention that we are offering you this opportunity, the White Sox family reunion. Right? I can talk about this, right? Can I mention this?
The other thing's on the website, too, so, by the way.
I could mention the other thing, but I just want to know exactly what it is that I'm mentioning.
Gotcha.
I don't want to tell people just go to the website for details.
Gotcha.
I guess I could say we're going to London for a thing,
right,
for an event in October. There may be some other Chicagoans there.
Which, if you're potentially dating Kevin, you should already know about this.
That's right. Question number one.
So we're doing that. Go to the WGNradio.com and look up that thing that has London in the title. Maybe it doesn't even have London in the title, the way things are going around here. I don't even know. But we're going to London. If you want to take part in that, go to the website, WGNradio.com. That's not the family reunion for the White Sox.
I'm guessing I'm not invited to London.
That is correct. You are not invited to London because you're a Packers fan. I don't know what that has to do with it.
I think they get what you're picking. They're picking up what you're dropping down, Ro.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, so like if you Kevin, or you Lauren, you're White Sox fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have deep loyalty that runs generationally in your family, right? Your grandparents are Sox fans,
absolutely.
All right, your grandparents were, they were just eating a rock, right? And they came over here like they had a potato and a rock, Kevin, and they were like, I don't know, we're somehow gonna make it.
I'm not even.
He's
I'm Irish.
She's not Irish. She's Polish.
Everyone thinks I'm Irish, though.
No, I actually did. I thought that, too. And then we realized we both have a similar background.
Yeah.
Common mistake, bro.
I prefer the notion, though, that they're Irish and that they're coming over.
That's fine. Let's roll with
day,
it.
One day or so. Because I can really just do that accent and not get in trouble for it. So it's like one day our son's going to be on WGN.
That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're White Sox fans for a long time, right?
My dad was a diehard fan. His dad had season tickets.
Would you like to win a Skybox suite to bring all your friends and family to a game?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. How about on Sunday, July 28th, when they take on the Twins? Is there anything more important than the Twins right now?
It's the first place Twins.
Right. Tune in to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, even if she's on the show or not, starting on Monday, June 24th, today.
That's today.
That's today. Now, it says you're on the contest rules at 5:40 p.m. Again, I want to point out, we're not going to be on the radio at 5:40 p.m., but we will, during the pregame show, have an announcement about this. Okay.
I love the start of the show today. It's a hell of a week already.
So stay. Oh, if you want to listen on the web, you can do that, too, and we'll be explaining it on the web. WGNradio.com. And then we'll give you clues to when to tune into the Steve Cochran Show the following weekday morning, which would be tomorrow morning.
Tuesday.
Be the specified number caller to dial in during the Steve Cochran Show, and you'll win 4 tickets to an upcoming White Sox game and then qualify to win the suite for 20 people on July 28th. That's you and 19 of your relatives.
I'm glad it's a suite and not a seat. That would be a very big seat for 20 people.
A large section.
You should shower off your grandfather and bring him in, Kevin.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm going to finally make it all the way down to Comiskey Park. It's called Guaranteed Rate. Whatever. I remember that day back in 1979 when the DJ had the disco records.
The DJ had the disco records.
There was smoke in the skies and tear gas and disco records flying like a doll's eyes.
What?
Anyway, that's all you need to know for today.
I'm terrified of your grandfather, Kevin.
Yeah, he sounds scary. He was really a nice guy, but he was a great guy.
All right. Ben Bradley's going to join us from the WGN-TV newsroom in just one moment. But first, I must tell you that Kim, despite her proclivities, has the news headlines for the bottom of the hour.
Will Boston keep rolling, or will Abreu and the Southsiders stop the surging Sox? White Sox, Red Sox, tonight at 6 on WGN-TV and right here on WGN Radio.
That's selling it right there. I've ever seen selling it. All right, speaking of selling it, Ben Bradley has returned to his post. And tell us now, you got a big story coming up at 4, right?
Yeah, coming up at 4, we are going to report on some new information we have about the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. It's an agency that's been in the spotlight for many months now after the death of A.J. Friend, a little boy up in Crystal Lake, and questions about whether or not investigators did enough to protect him before his death. Now we've learned that in recent weeks, at least 2 kids in DCFS custody were forced to sleep on the floors of a DCFS office building in the South Loop. These were kids presumably in crisis who had, we presume, been removed from homes for some urgent reason. And there was just no shelter beds available, which is not a new thing. If, as experts told us today, if this had been an isolated incident, maybe they could understand. But the reality is this has been going on for decades. In fact, back in the mid-1990s, there was a federal consent decree over this exact issue, and that was the treatment of kids in crisis. And we've learned that one of those kids who was forced to sleep on the floor ran away the next morning. Still has not been located at last word, according to the Cook County Public Guardian.
Well, isn't that the thing, though? It's like an amazing situation. We, you watch cable news and you see, a person missing, from a campground or something, mm-hmm. right? And it's always, and Chicago has a number of missing kids, right?
A remarkable amount.
That, and it doesn't get any public attention?
No, because we see a list from police every single day about kids who are reported missing, and we get their descriptions, we get their information. The police department makes that information publicly available, but some kids, it is hard to determine why they're missing. Was it nefarious? Was it a runaway? Was it a situation like this where there's a state agency that's called in to help, but apparently doesn't provide even a bed for the kid,
right?
And that kid runs away. So there are a million reasons why a kid could go missing. None of them particularly good, but certainly some worse than others. We have those discussions in our newsroom every single day as we decide, okay, well, which cases should be covered? And it's a hard decision to make sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is part of a bigger picture issue for the Department of Children and Family Services, and that is, it gets shelter beds through a variety of means, from contracting, from, beds that may be available under one scenario, may not be available for a kid under a different scenario, et cetera. And the reality is DCFS is and has been for many years overwhelmed. I think statistic is 5,569 kids entered foster care last year. Think about
what's that number again?
5,569 kids entered foster care in Illinois last year. So that's not even accounting all who continue year after year to be in foster care. I think DCFS did a snapshot in June of last year for their annual report. And on that particular day in June of last year, there were 17,500 kids under the care in some form or fashion of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. And this is an organization that has just stumbled from one scandal and one tragedy to the next. They've had, I think, a dozen directors in the last 10 years. As various governors have come and gone, various scandals have enveloped the agency.
Right.
And we're actually at WGN going to spend an entire week in July focusing on DCFS. And we're going to look at everything from how it's been a political football, from how governors have both starved and helped the agency over the years, to our Julie Unruh went and spent time inside a training facility where DCFS workers are trained with scenarios. Okay, you're walking into this house and one person is yelling and another person is crying and somebody is saying this happened and somebody else is saying no, that didn't happen. So we're going to take a real in-depth look at it, but through the course of our reporting for this week-long series of specials, we came across this new filing from the Cook County Public Guardian that said 2 weeks ago kids were sleeping on floors. And the Public Guardian, by the way, does not think this is a particularly isolated incident.
Wow.
He thinks there may be others that we just haven't heard of yet.
Right.
So we'll have that story for you today on the WGN News at 4 and 9 o'clock.
See how respectful and serious I took Ben today? See how that was?
It was quite nice. I'm going to have to come up with serious stories every single day. So you treat
me. No, this is a meaningful story.
Mm-hmm.
This is about, you can really help people with this story. Tomorrow, I'm sure that won't be the case. Thank you, Ben.
You were so close to ending well. So close, Ro.
Ben Bradley, see him tonight. WGN TV News at 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 12. Thank you,
see
sir.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. I noticed Kevin just mentioned something about plumbing and toilets. Which he does just randomly. It's like Tourette's.
My passion.
Yeah. I will say this. I will, a little bit later on in the program, be discussing my toilet with you.
I see that on the rundown. Rose new toilets.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about a toilet situation last time we were all in here, too? A little party
place? Oh, we did. Yeah. Yeah, when someone went to the bathroom in the toilet that wasn't connected to any plumbing as we were renovating the bathroom.
I have to discuss my new toilet because it's I'm not sure what to do with it. It's a smart toilet.
Oh.
And it's doing things I shouldn't it should not be allowed to do.
I don't know if I would want a toilet to be smart out of all things.
Yeah. Right. Oh no, it's smart. It knows things.
Judging you.
Yeah, about the wrong side of you, I feel.
Yeah.
In terms
that's true.
Of ends.
Yeah.
Top and bottom.
Excellent point, Lauren Lapka. All right. But this is CLTV and we got important things we gotta get to, including Bert Odelson, who is a Burton for certain. He is our attorney when we need anything answered about about an election or things that go bump in the night, which is really what he does. And people may remember Bert was infamous during the Rahm Emanuel, the first election of Rahm Emanuel, which now you look back at that, Bert, that's 9 years ago now.
Nine years ago. Oh, my goodness.
It's so crazy. And because remember, there was a guy, there was a whole thing about whether Rahm Emanuel was actually a resident of Chicago at the time he was running for mayor and all that. And there was the guy that would stand on the corner with a cocktail in his hand and hold court every day and say he should have been the mayor. Anyway, I think Bert represented him. Anyway, the point here is this. That we have two major decisions that are about to come down from the Supreme Court. We anticipated that we were going to get them today. I guess, you know, with the Supreme Court, you never know for sure. It's almost like it's like an advent calendar. You don't know which door to open and you don't know what's going to come out of it. But we know that there's only a couple days left. It's the 24th and Friday is the end of the session, right? So they're done.
Right.
So we have between now and Friday for this decision to come out. They generally do not give decisions on Fridays. So... And they got to be home now because half of them have to go to bed in an hour. So so it's not going to come today. But you might want to explain what this is because this will change everything as we know it in America when these two decisions come down about the census question and about the gerrymandering. Let's start with the gerrymandering. That's something that everybody can kind of wrap their brain around here.
Yeah, well, really, it's the census one that you can really wrap your brain around. But we can start with gerrymandering because I don't think that's going to provide as much impact as you may think, as much impact as the census question is going to provide. But the gerrymandering question, you know, the Supreme Court has looked at it before, the United States District Court, United States Court of Appeals, and they basically have been uniform in saying it's a political case. We're not going to decide it. It's politics. The Constitution says the General Assembly finds the way to apportion its representatives, and we're not getting involved with politics. And that's the broad sweeping.
So why did they decide to take this then? Why did the Supremes want this? Just to finally end the question?
It probably and it probably will now for many, many years because of the change in the composition of in the court. And just remember, Ro, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't gerrymander. And since the ability to draw the maps was given by the Constitution, the General Assemblies can do it basically any way they please, and many of them have. And right.
And for those who are not familiar with what this is that the state legislature, that basically party leaders in the state get to draw a map, an electoral map, to decide what the electoral districts are going to be so that they can protect Republicans or Democrats, depending on their proclivity. Sometimes Republicans protect Democrats and vice versa for other reasons.
But they
want to protect those. And the whole idea was to do it so that minority groups didn't get, you know, could have some sort of representation. You can draw, like if you ever look at Chicago, Chicago's got some of the most wacky congressional districts ever.
In the whole United States, that's
right.
Correct. And when you look at them on a map, you say, what the heck is going on here? How can you draw a district, you know, that looks like that? And it's kind of like, I think you'll like this, it's kind of like an analogy to the old cases where the Supreme Court looked at what's porn and what's not porn, and the justice that said there's no definition of it, you know it when you see it.
Yes.
Well, when you see these districts, they look, what the heck's going on here? Why they extend for 6 miles long and 1 mile wide?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
No crazy.
Yes,
crazy.
Exactly. And
you need standing. You need to have a legitimate interest in order to get to the Supreme Court. And I think that's what's going to happen in this case, that the Supreme Court's going to say, this is a political decision. The power's given to the states. Go do it, states.
Okay.
Unless you're depriving some individual of another constitutional right.
All right. Now, this census question, I want to leave this for last because I think people are thinking to themselves, well, what difference does this make to me? But the whole idea here was it's based on the question being placed on the U.S. Census for 2020. Are you a citizen of the United States, right? Isn't that
correct?
Right.
That's it.
That's the question. Are you a citizen of the United States? And the idea here is that, now that seems simple. You go, well, why wouldn't you want to have them answer that question? I mean, if they're not a citizen of the United States, does it count? Well, yeah, it does count because people want to know. I mean, you could be a legal alien. You could be a legal, I should say, you know, not illegal, a person who can be here, but you're not a citizen of the United States. And there's a bunch of other things that cities and counties, municipalities, whatever, they have to account for budgeting purposes and for other things. They want to know how many people are actually there, right?
Well, so, that is important. But the major reason is to know how many people are in a particular area, so you know how many representatives you have, and you know how much tax dollars you're getting from the federal government. That was the initial idea of it in 1789 when Article 1, Section 2 was passed. 1790 was our first census. And what's interesting, and actually lawyers like myself who maybe don't deal with this on an everyday basis, even though we deal with the Constitution, when you go back to Article 1, Section 2, it's the charge is to count, and I'll read the language. It's kind of funny.
It better be, Bert. If you're going to read it, it better be funny. Go ahead.
No, it is pretty funny. All right. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within the Union according to the respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, and 3/5 of all other persons, which were slaves. So this is what's found in our Constitution, which was amended in July of 1868 by the 14th Amendment, which says you count all people. And the point of the whole census is to find out how many people are living here. How many? It doesn't say, the Constitution originally didn't say, don't count illegals or count illegals. So that is not a proper question to put to a person who's living here.
Now, the other issue here is the politics of this issue.
Correct.
By putting it on the census, it may even legal immigrants and other folks, you know, people who are applying for citizenship that will eventually, you know, hope to one day become a citizen, will be excluded. And that people who are here, who are in a family that where they're legal, they may be natural born citizens of the United States, but they may have other relatives living with them who are not, and they don't want to answer that question because then they're going to feel like they're going to get raided next, you know, a week from Sunday.
And they're going back, right? Yeah. Exactly. So there's other reasons why this question's not proper, which you won't give me enough time to talk about, and it's probably boring anyway. But
but don't make it boring. What is the other? What's the other reason?
Well, because federal regulations require the Census Bureau to come up with the things that are going to be on the questionnaire, and then it all gets passed through the Census Bureau, and that goes through a process. Well, this question didn't go through that process. This question just appeared, and it violates the Administrative Procedures Act, which is boring.
But you're right.
What the court said. Yeah, the court said you've jumped a big step here. And how did it happen? Well, we kind of know how it happened, and as we get down the road, we'll see why it happened. And it happened because of politics, because of Republican interest and Democratic interest. You know, whichever the case may be, as to which party wants more people counted in a particular state, and which party wants less people counted. And this question will impact that. Will definitely impact that. So it gets down to hardcore politics, but if you follow the Constitution, even the 1789 version and then the amendments in 1868, that's not a proper question to ask a person who's living here, whether legally or illegally. If they're here, they're counted.
What do you anticipate on this?
I anticipate a 5-4 decision, probably allowing it to be on the ballot. Yep, pure politics. Because the court has shifted, and the court is conservative now, and
but that doesn't seem like a conservative thing, Bert. That doesn't seem like the notion of what a conservative justice would lean toward, because it's not a part, because it's very clear in what has already been accepted law.
I agree with that. But this is, I have learned by being a lawyer in Chicago, Cook County, State of Illinois, that the law is not always the law.
And God bless.
I hate to go back to, you know, the Rahm case, but we, you know, that was a really, really good example of.
Yeah, you were right, as it turns out, but a separate issue.
I was, but so what? This is going to be a good decision by the court that will be split, and I predict 5-4, saying it is not a proper question to be asked for whatever reason.
At the Layton County Criminal Courts building, 26 in California, they should engrave that above it. The law is not always the law. Welcome to Cook County Court.
Yeah, that's correct. That is absolutely correct, Ro.
All right. I always want to, you know, just very quickly, today they actually did hand down a decision from the Supreme Court, this Freedom of Information Act.
Love it. Decision. Love it. I love it. I read it. We're starting.
You're a big
to
fan?
Analyze it. I love it. I understand it. It helps municipalities. It helps governments protect the interests of private individuals who have to disclose something to the municipality, to the government, but don't do so all the time for fear that it will get out to the public. And what is that? It's very simple. I went through this last year. I wanted to apply to be a village attorney in a municipality, but the RFQ said I have to tell them my assets and the liabilities of my firm. Well, if I tell the municipality that, my opposition lawyers who want the same job are going to FOIA and see what my firm is worth, and that shouldn't be. I mean, that's kind of simple. And in Illinois, a municipality has to disclose that unless the municipality finds that it will cause harm to the business who has given it its personal information. United States Supreme Court has now said we do not have to show harm. All we have to show is that the business supplying the personal information believes it should be confidential, then it remains confidential. Right. It's an important ruling for municipalities and for government.
And for Bert Olson. As it turns out, it's a very important ruling.
And for
Bert
Olson, correct.
It's a very important thing.
I want to thank the six justices who ruled for me. Thank you. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Bert. We'll talk to you again when this thing comes down. It's very interesting. But you're on record
it's very
now.
Very interesting. Nice talking to you, Ro.
Thank you, Bert.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Bert. Burton for certain.
I'm going to guess he's from the South Side, Ro.
I think he'd be correct in that, yes. Bert is a great lawyer. That is a Chicago lawyer. When I think about the legal community here, you've got this entire spectrum of people, you know, from the Mike Monacos of the world that are international lawyers who are handling all these gigantic cases, whether it's domestically or for foreign governments, you know, here and stuff like that. And then, or foreign interests. And then there is, you know, and you work your way down, and you've got these great, like, guys who are, would in any other place be household names, but they work here. They're so good at what they do, and Bert's one of those guys. If you ever want to run for office, get Bert. I had a friend who was going to run for something a couple years ago, and I went and I tried it. I tried to get Bert. The minute the guy told me he was going to run for it, I went to Bert. I go, hey, don't take the opponent right now. And Bert was already like, too late. So he is the best. He is the best. All right. Let's now check in with Kim. She's the best, despite one thing.
Aw.
What's coming up in the news? Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Anna DeVlantis still remains missing at this hour. But her whereabouts, I'm told, are known. So that's the important thing. Nobody in the family has to worry about it. The 4 o'clock hour will include a conversation with Kirby Dock, the new Chicago Blackhawk. Very interesting.
Centerman.
Number 3 pick. That was not a name that had come up, was it?
It was not.
That's interesting. See, Stan, you never know. He'll throw something at you.
I was told that's what he was doing. A little smokescreen action for the Blackhawks.
He was dropping Turcotte and all those guys' names?
Some people are saying that.
Oh, so that... Oh.
Just want to make sure everybody stayed away from Doc.
Interesting, because Kirby Doc is, what, he's 6'4 out of skates, right?
He's a large man, yes. 6'4. And last time they picked a center with the third pick, it worked out for him. Jonathan Toews.
Now, 6'4", so that makes him about 6'8 in skates, right? 6'7", 6'8?
Yeah, close.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a large
man. Not going to match up with Chara, but it's our best bet.
It's big.
It's big.
It's very big.
I mean,
big.
It's not a 6'9 guy on skates, but still, you know.
It's
better than 5 foot.
Yes, I suppose. We have a bunch of those guys.
Alex DeBrincat and Kirby Dock next to each other.
Right. It would be kind of a... It's almost like one of those anthropological charts where you're watching, you know, the humans get bigger and bigger and bigger as they go along. All right, so all of that coming your way, and a discussion of my new toilet. I'm sorry, but I have to talk about it, because who knew there are smart toilets? I got a smart toilet, and it's talking back to me, and I don't like it. I mean, I like it, but I don't like what it's saying. So I'll explain all of that coming your way. But first, we've got Kim Gordon in the WGN Newsroom, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, in 2 minutes.
Forget about those getaway vacations to romantic coastal towns. If you want to say I love you, then put that toilet seat down. In the middle of the night.
Leave it up to our own Brian Altimer to find the one toilet song he could find.
A beautiful song.
Yeah, as we get in.
That took a 180 from where it started for me. I was very shocked to see where that song went.
And a love song about anything, I guess.
That's
country.
True.
Including toilets.
Country has a little bit of everything, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Well, they understand that, you know, there's basic urges and that they want to play to all of them. And if you're going to write a song, that's one of them. So, all right, over the weekend, I had installed one of these newfangled Japanese toilets in my house. There's a reason for this. People are like, what's wrong with you, Rokan? And that's a different question for a different time. But my daughter and son-in-law they just moved, and I helped them with some stuff in their house, and they decided to repay the favor by getting me this because they were getting it for their house. And I thought, well, that's, you know, really great. And my son-in-law is involved in a Japanese brand here in Chicago, and they buy all kinds of Japanese things, including, I think, these toilets for some of their guests. And I thought, now that is really, it's interesting because I've heard about these things. Do you understand what happens here in the Japanese toilet? Is anybody familiar with it?
No, I'm kind of afraid, so I'm glad you're going to inform us.
The Japanese toilet is different than the American toilet. It's different than any toilet, as it turns out. For a reason.
Okay.
Commode. Let's call it Commode. It's a prettier name. Because what it does is it kind of takes care of the aftermath for you. The residue. It's what it does is it handles your business and your business all at the same time. It's, first of all, it's smart. The toilet, when you like approach the toilet, it's like a box when it's like in your bathroom. But then as you approach it, it knows you're approaching and it opens up to reveal a toilet.
It's a box?
Yeah. It looks like a box. It looks like a hat box.
So this is like an adult, what's the toy that you...
Like a jack-in-the-box?
Jack-in-the-box, yeah.
Yeah.
So, except for maybe not as terrifying, I heard.
Right, exactly. It's more of a poop-in-the-box. So there's... you like, all right, so here you are. Here you are. You walk in, and this commode thing, which looks like a hat box, all of a sudden... And the toilet opens up, and it lights up, like, here I am.
Gives you a target.
And it tells you, it gives you like a little, it's, and you can set it to, you know, where it just takes the seat up as well. So it's, you know, for guys, it's a fast sort of situation, or it keeps the seat down. The seat is heated.
Wow.
The seat is, and then the toilet has like this self-cleaning thing, and it's got this other device that literally freshens the entire area by sucking the air into it.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
It doesn't just... It's got this thing down in the bowl that is like a reverse fan.
Like a vacuum almost.
Yes, it's like a vacuum. It's like a vacuum. Right, exactly.
That's crazy.
Now wait, but that's not the key to this thing.
Okay.
That's just the beginning.
Okay.
This is a fine... I don't even want to say the product. We'll let them buy a commercial later. They... this thing also does the cleaning up for you.
Okay. When you say the cleaning up...
Oh, please don't make him go into details.
Well, like...
It's got water and a dryer.
So it's like a bidet, kind
yes,
of?
It's okay. Exactly what it is. It's like a bidet, except it's got a dryer built in. It's like it's more like, you know, those, have you seen like those newfangled car washers where you go through and it's like all the different lights go off and it's like the foaming stuff. Yeah. There's like a commercial.
Ooh, it's a rainbow.
And then right, exactly. Like, oh, this is so that's what that now going to the washroom is like a car wash experience.
Are you hesitant at all? There's a lot going on there near some precious body parts.
All right, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Kevin Powell. I'm glad
one
you asked
malfunction,
that question.
The fan goes off.
I'm just saying there is I understand. This is not my first experience with this. I was in a hotel that had this, and I thought, well, I'm not going to really. I'd heard about these things, you know, but I did not. I thought, well, I'm not going to actually do it because it's. I don't know. And then, I thought, well, sure, why not?
You only live once,
and I did it. And I'm like, oh my god, oh my god.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way.
Okay.
Oh, it's like there is all of a sudden, it's like there's a whole new you.
I have another question.
Yeah.
So, is toilet paper needed?
Oh, my God.
Well, now, they have the dryer. And so, I don't know if the dryer really is sufficient for that.
That's a sort of a bonus clean?
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking that maybe you want to just...
The nitty-gritty work.
No. Oh, that's all gone. That's the most amazing part. Most amazing part is how absolutely, completely, 100% coverage that you're getting here.
Wow.
And it's how long does this whole process take? Yeah. Do you have Wi-Fi connection in there? I mean, how long are you in there?
This is a process.
As long as you want it to go. Because you hit the button, and then it does whatever you want it to do.
Does it talk? It comes
and goes by based on you.
Does it talk back to you? Does it judge you? Does it say, what did you eat, bro?
That's a bit of the problem, is that there's an upgrade to this that will play
Alexi
music.
Alexi compatible.
Right, that will have a vibrating something, like a seat, and then like a thing with a... I mean, I don't have that.
Okay.
But I was reading the instructions, of course, on the commode itself, because that's where you do all your best reading. So I'm flipping through the
thing. You're going to spend way too much time on the toilet now, right?
And I'm just sitting. I already did. And this is just giving me added excitement. I mean, anybody who's, if you had it in a hotel or whatever, you've had this experience, you're like, oh, my God, how come I never knew about that? I also learned there are things there I did not know I had.
Like on your body?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Because the water flow moves in a funny direction. It's like depending on the button. I'm just experimenting with this now. There's like the different, because the buttons are, you know, it's international and half the stuff is in,
everything's opposite.
Well, also the stuff's in Japanese. Half of the thing. So I'm trying
to just winging it.
Yeah.
So I have another question.
But it moves around, because what it does is it sprays the stuff around in like a motion to, like, you know, I don't know. It's like a lawn sprinkler.
So
is
if
what
you're
it's
not
like.
Sitting, is it a big mess?
Oh, yeah.
In
what
the
happens
bathroom?
Then?
No, it knows.
Oh.
Sensors?
It knows if you're not sitting there.
That's smart.
Next question I have.
Yeah.
For a guy.
Yeah.
Does this water system hit certain parts that maybe you wouldn't want it to hit? That it doesn't necessarily need cleaning.
No.
Because it is so close to the region.
No, they have a male and female setting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it would be the opposite, you know,
yeah.
for the female of the species.
Right.
How about that?
So it doesn't have like infrared, it's not, you know, reading the heat signatures on your body, we don't have to worry about that.
But what it does know, and here's the problem, and I don't know, and again, you know, this, I don't know.
It'd be bad if you're a guy and you sit down and it switches the female version. You're like, oh, damn it.
Well, no, because you get two settings.
Okay.
Like so you better figure it out, because you want to be in the right setting. But here's the thing. It knows what you did. That's the thing. It knows automatically whether it was, you know. You
like
know.
In your system?
It knows what you did.
So forget being shy. I mean,
yeah,
someone's going to know and it's your toilet.
Right. And it might report back. I mean,
that's what I'm worried about. The stories the toilet can tell people. If Russia hacks our toilets, we're screwed.
Oh, no. You logged into Facebook and now it uploads every update status.
Checking in from the toilet again. It's Rokan.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I knew that it was.
This was your 100th bathroom trip.
I know. You're a little bound up for a while, but congratulations.
Congrats on clearing the system. We know it's been a few days.
We were about to call your doctor for you.
Yeah.
We knew you wouldn't do it.
It's the most amazing thing, though. I mean, I am.
Wow.
It's like.
I want to try it now.
Yeah. Well, so I'm thinking about getting another one for the guest area. Yeah.
So is this in your, which bath, is this in your basement?
No, this is in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking about getting one for like the, you know, the party scene downstairs.
Right.
Because I think
everyone's just going to be in the bathroom the whole time, checking out the toilet.
People are not going to leave.
Right.
They're going to go in there and they're going to, because
I'm not done yet.
There are going to be people who are going to go, I had no idea that that could happen
or that existed.
Where's Kevin? He's playing with the toilet again.
Would it be the first time somebody said that?
I would say the heated seat sounds.
What does a toilet like this go for? How much time are we talking?
Because this was a gift, so I wasn't 100% sure. I mean, there are versions of this that are like $500, $700. That seems like a lot of money. But then there's versions of it that are $5,000.
Jeez.
Whoa.
So I don't know what
the Cadillac of toilets.
Yeah. And I don't know, for $5,000.
How much more? Your best friend.
Oh, my God.
It's like a robot.
It should go with you.
It walks around.
Right, gets in your car with you.
Tailgating? No problem. Yeah. I got my pet toilet with me. Lying at the concert venue? No worries. Park it on my toilet. It's my pet toilet over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Never have to worry about lines at a convention.
No, nothing. Base,
bring it to Wrigley.
Right. It follows you like in the Japanese robots. You see, all of a sudden there's this thing that looks almost humanoid.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Rosie the Robot.
Oh, it's just my toilet. Don't mind him.
Yeah. It's like I mean, it's a thing.
I'm intrigued.
It's like if C-3PO opened up its top. Or no, this would be R2-D2. R2-D2, yes. It's actually, that's what it looks like, actually. They should, the Japanese had, you know, any sort of marketing into the West, they would call it the R2-D2.
Well, make sure there's no actors in there, because then it would really get weird.
It'd be a bad look.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. So, so the interesting thing for me, though, is that now, like, you know how sometimes you get something new at home, and you're like, you're at work, and all you're thinking about is that thing at home.
You've been obsessed with it for a while.
Right, and you're like, okay, like a new toy of some sort, or maybe a new car, or whatever.
Like, Roy, you want to get dinner tonight? No, I got to go hang out with my toilet.
Yeah, right now, I'm like thinking, you know what I really want to do? I want to hit that little thing that goes, it's sort of the sprinkler head thing. I want that.
You've probably never felt this clean and fresh, I'm sure.
I don't know. All I know.
I knew you were acting different today.
Yeah, you did seem that little pep in your step today.
I know. Sort of like, you know, it was good. Good moment.
Have you named the toilet? Maybe like a pet toilet name?
Not that I will tell you, no.
Is it male or female?
Hold on. Well, I don't know. They see, now that might go too far, because I don't want to, because you can't do that in front of a girl, and then the male, you don't want to necessarily do that either, and especially what it's doing to you, you're like, oh, wait a second. Now, hold on. I don't know. You know what? I don't know about this. I mean, I watched the Tonys and everything, but I don't know about this. All right, Jim, hold on. I want to. Jim, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I tell you, I love your show, Ro, but recently, six of us went down to the Danube on a Crystal Cruise River, which, not to plug them, but it's one of the best ever. But anyhow, I'm accused of doing too much library hour.
Yeah.
Well, when I went in that toilet, heated seats, heated water that you control.
Yeah.
The volume of water you can control.
Right. The speed of it.
And
yeah.
It was a great experience.
Greatest
a buddy of mine I was with, he installed one in his house thereafter. It was about $1,000 of electrical, but I'll tell you what. That was the best experience. I had that.
I love hearing two grown men completely glow about a toilet.
Forget about
great.
The Danube. I am in the toilet right now. I am never leaving. All right. You see, thank you. You know, Jim, you. All I want to say is that you saved me here, because they're all looking at me like I'm crazy, and I need like a real man's man to say, because you are, to say, hey, this is you. Damn right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, like when you were talking about the girls and guys, the front, the back, you can control the front, the back.
Yeah,
you're done.
Thank you. Yeah,
you don't even have to go to the bathroom. It's just, go for a quick freshen up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Thinking about a hot summer day after the golf course.
I kind of miss. I, 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 I kind of miss her right now. Kim, what's going on in the news at the bottom of the hour?
A former U of I student found guilty of killing a Chinese scholar today.
Traffic brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Blue Danube for that guy who called and had the smart toilet on his river cruise on the Danube, and then never ever saw the Danube. Because once you got that, you never want to leave home.
Listener did text in that they had a guest fall asleep. He was so comfortable on the toilet.
It'll do something to you, though. All of a sudden, it'll awaken a spirit in you that you did not know you had.
Gets to your core.
It does. There's a moment.
Gives you goosebumps, a little twitch,
right,
maybe.
With the smart toilet, you're like, oh my God, oh God.
Hey, what are you doing down there?
Oh my, I'm clean.
Oh God, I'm clean.
That is so good how clean I am. I should clean myself some more. Oh man, all right. Well, I hope that the Toto people enjoyed that. All right, let's do this. We've got Kim Gordon standing by in the WGN newsroom. I'm sorry you had to be here for this, Kim, but it's too late now, isn't it? Kim, that's...
Are you ready for me?
Yeah, that's your turn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks.
Yes, here they come. And our newest Blackhawk, Kirby Dock, is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Kirby, thanks very much for being with us. We really do appreciate it. And congratulations on being drafted number 3 in the NHL draft.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, real Kevin and Lauren.
I don't know how much we're supposed to know about these kinds of things, but did you have a suspicion that you were going to become a Blackhawk?
No. I was kind of surprised when my name was called, because there's talk of a couple of guys that were going to end up there, and obviously my name was in the conversation, and the talks I had with the Blackhawks, they felt confident in picking me, so it's my job now to prove them right.
So you're 6'4", about 200 pounds. Is there a player in the game right now that you look at and say, that's kind of how I want to play this game?
Yeah, I look at Mark Scheifele or Ryan Getzlaf, just the way that they play the game. It's a hard game where they play both ends of the ice really well. They're both playmakers, and they're both right soft.
You're going to have a chance to be teammates with one of the best of his generation in Jonathan Toews. Have you had a chance to talk with him, and how excited are you to kind of pick his brain and learn the position? Obviously, Toews is one of the best centermen over the last decade or so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, kind of get to know him a little bit, and we talked and texted over the phone after I was drafted, so I haven't got a chance to meet him yet, but obviously, he was a guy when I was growing up. I was pretending to be when I was playing hockey with friends and my brother. So to kind of be in a dressing room with him and Kane and see Brooke and Keith is going to be surreal, and kind of meet them for the first time.
Speaking of the captain, I've seen a few people compare you to Jonathan Toews, saying that you guys have quite a bit in common. What do you think some of the most prominent things would be?
I think just the style of game we both play, where it's a 200-foot game, and we play a complete game all around. And both from what I've seen and read about him, he's very serious about the game. I'm the same way, as where I eat, sleep, and breathe hockey. So to kind of be able to pick his brain and understand what he's gone through in his career and how he's at the top of his game for so long and kind of help me out is going to be huge.
I read that when you were a kid, you would fall asleep with your hockey helmet on. Are you still sleeping with your helmet on?
No, I'm not sleeping with my helmet on anymore.
How closely have you watched this Blackhawks? Look, they won 3 Stanley Cups. I think we can call it a dynasty. I realize they missed the postseason the past couple of years, but they've been the class of the NHL for about the last decade or so. How closely have you watched this thing kind of unfold?
Yeah, I mean, they won their first kind of Stanley Cup in that dynasty area in 2010, and I would have been eight, nine years old during then, so that's kind of
right, the sweet spot.
An influential part of my life there. So I kind of grew up obviously watching them, and then just how successful of an organization they've been, and I just want to contribute to that success.
And we have a lot of legendary number 3 picks, and now that you're our latest, how do you plan to compete with the rest of them and make sure that we remember your name 10, 20, 30 years from now?
yeah, obviously the list kind of goes on there with Denny Savard and Eddie Olczyk and Johnny Tafe. I've got big shoes to fill in that aspect, but I'm just going to go out there and be myself and be the player I'm supposed to be. And at the end of the day, I think everything will work itself out.
Yeah, when you were, it's going back to that whole idea when you're 9, 10 years old, and you know you're playing in some either your parents or somebody else's parents' basement, right? Or and you're, you know, somebody set up a net and everybody's on their knees and slap shotting and stuff like that, and you think to yourself, you know, one day maybe I'll be in the NHL. When did you know? How old were you when you knew this was going to be something?
I don't know. I was pretty serious about the game when I was probably younger than 8, 9. I'd say around 6 and 7 is when I really, every time anybody asked me what I wanted to do, is I'm going to be a hockey player. And you're like, are you sure? And like, not many people make it. Like, no, I'm going to be a hockey player. So I've been pretty dead set on this for a while, and I've really straight off the path.
You familiar with Chicago at all? I know you were kind of around town today, but have you been here before?
No, this is my first time being here.
All right, let's show you around.
Oh, apologize for the weather. But,
Well, he's from Canada. It's okay. He's used to not exactly Miami winters, but I would say that I think Mr. Doc, we can show him around a few things. I don't know. I kind of think that maybe the Blackhawks organization is not going to let us.
Maybe they don't want him to
take you around for some stuff. But Kirby, just in case, you know. You get a little bored or something, call us. We got you covered.
For sure.
All right, you got it. Congratulations, my friend. It's great to have you, and we look forward to an amazing season with the Blackhawks. Thanks, Kirby.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Thanks,
man. All right, Kirby Doc, your newest, your top draft pick of
he's already got a good name for nicknames as well. So
Docker,
he's going to fit right in.
Oh,
well, even all the what's up, Doc, and
yeah, there's a lot to do there. Oh, hey there, Doc.
But isn't that exactly, that's the problem with the NHL.
They're just going to go, right.
They love nicknames.
Yeah, but it's going to be Docker or Doc.
Right.
There's no creativity.
No, it's always the most obvious nickname.
It's like Taser. It's like, just think about all that. You could call him Laser. You could call him, you know, there's many things you could have done.
Kaner.
It's Kaner. Oh, because Canes, it sounds like that's a real name.
At least when we had Panarin, we had the Breadman. That was a little creative.
Okay, yes.
And Soupy with Brian Campbell.
And Hammer for Hjalmarsson.
Right.
So the Blackhawks are a little bit better specifically than just the NHL.
I want the Breadman is the single most creative thing that ever came out of an NHL player's head. I just want to say that in terms of being, you know, sort of irony and, you know, post irony or whatever. I don't even know what it was, but it was like, oh yeah, no, it's like Panarin. But that was even kind of a stretch because it was like Panarin doesn't mean that in Russian.
No.
Right? So that was the funny thing about it.
It's like Panera, that restaurant. It has bread, right?
That's what it was. It was Panera. It was based on Panera
Bread. Is that what it's from?
That's
yes.
what I think. Yeah.
No, it's absolutely. That was explained to us by, I think it was, it was Brian Campbell, somebody. So, because we were talking about that.
Well, they had the soup and sandwich, Campbell and
right.
Panera.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Could you just see the hockey guy sitting in a Panera? Oh, this kind of sounds like Panarin. We should call him the Breadman, eh?
Had to rush back to the locker room to go, you know what his nickname's going to be, don't you? Oh, let's call him Breadman.
We just came up with this one over at the Panera.
Right. And then the whole time, Panarin's looking at him going, I don't get. Because he didn't speak any English, right? Right. When he got here, they were like trying to, they were like using sign language to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
You know, it is interesting. You do wonder if you're going to see, there's been a rumor that he's coming back.
There has been rumors. I'm very interested to see what they're going to do. Free agency opens up in about a week, and a lot of people expect them to be pretty active this offseason. They have more salary cap space than they have in many, many years.
And Columbus has to dump, right? Because Columbus...
Yes. They have like the lowest... Well, them and Arizona normally have the lowest salary cap in the league, but...
It's also pretty standard for a Stanley Cup winning team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The top four or whatever, the finals.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, the past few years they've been so tight when it comes to the salary cap because of obviously the large contracts. Marian Hossa is now off the books,
right?
So they've got some room to work with. We'll probably see them more active this free agency than we have in a long time because Stan Bowman does have a little bit of breathing room,
and they do need a reconfiguration. I mean, they need blue line help,
no question.
At the end of this, and you can't get a better. You cannot get a. And we have, you know, we got months and months and months to talk about this. Because we really do have like an amazing I think it's going to be a turnaround season like no other here, because they played great. They played great in 2019. 2018 was their problem.
Right. That first month or so, which was just atrocious. But they had they were, I don't know, 10-15 games above 500 over the final 2 months of the season. I mean, you bring in a new coach, and like we talked to them about it, it took a while for them to kind of adapt to Jeremy Colleton's system, which is a lot different than what a lot of those guys had been used to playing under Q for so many years. So obviously there was going to be that transition period, but it started clicking at the end there, and they made it. I mean, there was a day where they had that the wild card. They fell out of it right after. But
yeah, the fact they almost made it to the playoffs.
Right, despite that horrible...
Right.
I mean, the NHL, this is why I love the NHL. I mean, sorry to bring up the Blues here, Lauren Dump, but they were in last place in December, and they come back and win the Stanley Cup. It's just more fun in the NHL, where it seems like every year anybody can win, despite being in last place in December, you know?
Drastically different from the NBA.
Yeah, drastically different from the NBA, yes.
And, and for Columbus, like that franchise, it reminds me very much of Nashville. Like, right? People are like, well, it's an NHL dead town. What is it? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Well, and they obviously the organization, as they like to say, in the NHL did great in Nashville in building a team, and now in Columbus they have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. And there's weird, you know, it's weird. It's like in the NFL, there's a management tree. It's not a coaching tree necessarily, but it's general managers, and you know who the actual tree, the trunk of the tree is?
Blackhawks.
Yes, it's Bowman. Because that tree, everything comes off that tree has had a Bowman touch to it at some point.
They've given the blueprint to a lot of teams in the NHL. They really have, and everybody's been chasing them now for the past, 10, 12 years?
Yeah. So
next year is going to be a good year.
Yeah. Stan's father is one of the great, that there should just be a statue to him in... outside of the United Center, outside of the out down in Tampa Bay, and all the other places that he has touched, Panthers, places like that, that he's been instrumental in, it's like one of those things. It's we had the guys in from that documentary about Laurel Canyon. The NHL is the same way as rock and roll was in the 60s. Everybody's borrowing from everybody else, and they're calling each other, and they're competing with each other, but yet they're in, they're like, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I don't know who I'm... It's like the most polite thing ever. Like in the NBA and in the NFL during the draft, they're like snipers in each office ready to take out somebody else. They're like walking over. Oh, do you think you're going to take this guy? Because if you're not, maybe we're going to take him.
Are you going to take the Doc guy? Because we'd really like him at 5.
Well, you gotta think about the fact that if the NHL does well overall, the teams do well.
Yes.
So you gotta think of it in that retrospect. But yes, at the same time, you're gonna be competitive at some points.
Right.
Some points.
I might be making it a little rosier than it actually is, but it's a totally different culture. And I think that's what makes it so fun. You know? It's just gonna be the best. All right.
Can't wait.
All right. None of us can, my friends. None of us can. All right, I've got a big announcement coming your way about how you can join the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis in London, England.
Whoa.
For a very important event.
Toilet convention?
No. There might be one, though. And I'm going to explain that whole thing to you coming up at first. Let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom? That's right, my friends. There you go.
Yeah. Deck party.
Now, I have a... Before we get to top of the hour here, I've been promised to tell you this little story that I have to tell you before we get to Kim Gordon in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 5 o'clock. Now, we are doing something here. It's not a contest. This is something that you would have to pay for, but it would be, I think, worth your time and your energy and your investment, because I promise we're going to make it fun. The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis is inviting you to join us in London. Now, the trip departs October 3rd, which means that there's an opportunity to see a number of events in England. A number. Just a number of different events. You know what's happening that week? You know what's funny about that? That week, let's see. I believe that there's a there's an event, an American football event in London that week. Is that correct?
With the pigskin.
Yeah.
Actual American football. Yeah. Not the round one.
I think there's a couple teams. I think there's a couple teams that are going to London right now.
Yeah.
And one of them, it's the Oakland Raiders, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait, what's that other team? I know them. They play just a couple blocks south of here.
You can throw football there from here.
Yeah. What's the name of that team? I can't remember the name of the team. But that team's going to be there, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they're going to play each other?
Yeah, they're from Chicago, that team, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. They look,
the hares, right? Like not rabbits, but hares?
No. They've got it's a big brown furry thing. I forgot what it is. Anyway, point is they're going to be in London, and you know what? We might even have tickets to that game. What? What is that all about?
Wow, what are the chances?
All right, so here's what you could do. You can book your package for Ro and Anna in London now. Space is limited, though. Details are WGNradio.com. Trip includes round-trip air from Chicago, four nights in four-star Radisson, Edwardian, Kenilworth, plus premium ticket package to this American football game at Hotspur Stadium in North London.
Brand new Hotspur Stadium.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of drama around Hotspur Stadium because the Tottenham Hotspurs couldn't get in to their own stadium for a while. It's supposed to be the state of the art in sports stadiums in the world.
Everyone's raving about it.
Yeah. A secret food tour, a London pub crawl, a three-course welcome dinner, sightseeing excursions, the Tower of London, Windsor Castle, and so much more. How do you do this? You contact Steve Bertrand Travel. Or go to WGNradio.com. Let me give you Steve's number. This is his cell, so this is perfect. 847-606-6065. Just call him day or night. 847-606-6065. Or go to WGNradio.com if you'd like to join us in London, England in October. Huh. That's interesting. Very interesting.
It's good, good timing playing that trip around that game.
Yeah. All right. Is everybody on the same page here now? Does everybody get what we just did there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't anybody move. Kim Gordon's got news in 2 minutes. Yeah, it's a Rokan show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Anna's off this week. And right now, we have a studio full of I'm just going to say it's been one of those shows where we have not been as disciplined as we probably should have been. Kevin is sitting in Anna's seat, and Lauren is sitting in where Richard Roper often sits, and the kids have taken over. And there was toilet talk earlier.
Kind of like when the substitute teacher comes in, everybody's goofs off in the classroom. There's no one to discipline us when Anna's not around.
Right. Kim tried a little bit to get some
she
sort
gave
of
up. She's like, I'm out of here.
It's all over.
I swear I normally sit here next to my friend. I swear.
Right. That's exactly right. All right. What do we have here for you? You know what we have here for you. And coming up at 5:40 on both the radio and on the internet. And importantly, on the internet, we'll explain to you on the radio. There will be a little moment there where it will be explained to you the entire setup for the White Sox family reunion contest, which is going to be taking place here. We announced we're going to say it at 5:40 today, and there's the White Sox, obviously, are going to start the pregame show there, and we're going to have a little announcement during that, and then, of course, announcement right on the radio as the internet as we continue on the internet for the next half hour after 5:30. And that ought to be something. You think we're undisciplined when we're on the radio? God knows what's going to happen when we hit the internet. All right?
Classic streaming.
But first, we do this. This is what we do. Hold on. Having another technical. I don't know what has happened here. Can you get Don on the phone? Get Don on the phone!
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go! Four, three, two, one.
Now,
It's the top five at five on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
The Chicago Police Department vest video has been released. Now, this is Jussie Smollett and the arriving police officers at Jussie Smollett's apartment here in Chicago. Shall we take a little listen? Mm-hmm. Now, when they arrive, I want to set this up a little bit because it's a little hard to hear him in the background. You hear the officers, and you're going to hear the officers' radio there for a second. But you hear Jussie faintly in the background, and they're asking him because they enter the apartment. They want to make sure everything is secure in the apartment. You'll hear that. And then they say, hey, do you want to take that thing off? Like, in a nice way. Because he's got a noose around his neck. Oh my. Right? But he's sitting on his couch with a noose around his neck. See, one must stop and think about what the police saw when they walked in there. And then wondered, well, I wonder what this is. They walk in. Here is an actor, singer, songwriter. He's, you know, he's an EGOT threat. He is a guy that is sitting on a couch with a noose and a Subway sandwich. If you're an arriving police officer, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Come on in, sir. Any weapons or anything inside the apartment?
I'm coming. I just don't want my neighbors to know.
Okay.
So I explained to them how you were going to get something. And the reason I called because of this.
Okay. Do you want to take it off or anything?
Yeah, I do. I just want to see.
1872 Rabbit.
Shows 341 female official detective.
Okay, bleach on me. If you put bleach on me.
Okay. 1872 Rabbit.
You're filming us, right?
Yeah, this is all being audibly and visually recorded.
It's in this house.
Huh? They're filming you.
Sure, being audio.
Like audio. I guess when I. They didn't know when they were walking in, I want to be filmed. Okay, so can we turn it off?
Yeah, you're giving us permission.
Okay. So let me just go back through what you heard there. So they walk in. They ask if they're weapons. And the manager, the guy who initially called, the guy who's on the 911 tapes.
Yeah, because Jussie did not want to call.
Right. So the manager calls and says, I don't know exactly how I can report this, but here's what happened. But you know, my friend, my client was attacked. They did in River North, and there was, or Streeterville, I guess is technically where it was, in Streeterville, and he had a thing with a noose and a deal and these people, and they came after him, and there was a MAGA hat, and there was a this, and there was a that. And then they get to Jussie's apartment. Now, Jussie had not spoken to the police. Jussie is sitting on his couch wearing a noose and a Subway sandwich.
What would you like with your sandwich? Chips and drink? No. Noose.
Noose. I can only imagine what the responding officers are thinking when they walk into this. And then Jussie at that point says he doesn't want it recorded. They seem to be surprised by the fact that there was audio and video. Because they always, you know, just see that you just see the video on television, right? Mm-hmm. And that there's something else in place of the audio. But they're recording both. And it was like, hold on. And immediately in his head, you know what? Immediately, Jussie Smollett's head, he's like, uh-oh. Now I know that I one day shall win an Oscar. But at this particular moment, I don't know how well I'm going to perform this. I'm riffing here. Police officers, this is the important part. The police officers go, would you feel more comfortable taking that off? Because he's wearing a noose! That he put on himself.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I don't want to draw the attention. I don't want to call the cops, but I'm going to leave the noose on for a little bit.
Leave the noose on, man. So then when the cops come here, they'll totally believe you.
I think there's too much mustard on this sandwich. All right.
Unbelievable.
There you go. That's just the beginning. And I think it's very interesting that the Chicago Police Department is releasing this. I mean, they have to release it, right? I mean, there's court cases now about it. But I think it's interesting.
Oh, my God.
It's a noose.
around his neck.
I mean, he's just standing there with a noose around his neck.
I did not order pickles on this thing.
I ordered extra meatballs, damn it.
Checking in at
number four.
Federal judge sentenced former Chicago Alderman Willie Cochran to a year in prison and 2 years supervised release. Back in March, Cochran pled guilty, one count of wire fraud, and resigned as the 20th Ward Alderman right after that. He was elected back in 2007, indicted more than 2 years ago on 15 counts of theft, bribery, and extortion. Cochran becomes the 31st alderman to go to the clink since I have been doing this job. I'd like to congratulate him on that and welcome him to the team.
No, there's no justice in this. I'm not happy about it. My family's not happy about it. But you know, the fact of the matter is, it's never going to be right, not under these circumstances. And everybody should be concerned with it, because if the Justice Department is allowing their prosecutors to tell lies to hide evidence.
What? What?
Oh, don't get me started.
Jussie Smollett, give him some advice.
Willie Cochran, don't get me started.
You broke the law.
Oh, God.
I love when the politicians get, you know, they're going to jail. They always act so nonchalant about it. Like nothing major happened.
Well, because they expected it when they got elected.
Right.
No, we're not going to appeal. You know, when you, the first mistake I made was to plead guilty. There's no appealing on that.
That was the first mistake?
Therefore, we want to get this behind us. Let me tell you, I've been successful and hardworking all my life. And I am going to continue to be that way. This is a bump in the road. We will come back and get everything back that the devil stole from us.
Yeah, breaking the law, such hard work.
The Jussie Smollett playbook, just continue to act like the victim.
I didn't do a thing! Oh, God.
Play the victim.
Oh, God. All right. I mean, the one thing he knows is he got what they like to call at City Hall is he got the 10, which means when you do a year, when you get the 1 year sentence, you got to do 10 months.
Okay.
So that is the minimum that you're allowed. And as long as I'm assuming he's going to behave very well. He probably ends up at Terre Haute. I know a number of guys have been to Terre Haute. They seem to enjoy it very much. It's a nice track. There's the day room is particularly excellent.
So not horrible.
No, it's like dorm life.
Good food.
Yeah, food's okay. It's not great, but it's, you know, Terre Haute. How good can it be? Even a 4-star restaurant, Terre Haute's not that good. Sometimes you want to stop by the federal prison camp just to see what they have on the menu.
How about what they're having?
So, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Strong start to the top 5 of 5.
All right. Well, let's find out from Kim what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the newsroom.
Will Boston keep rolling, or will Abreu and the Southsiders stop the surging Sox? White Sox, Red Sox tonight at 6 on WGN-TV.
Top 5 of 5 continues. We've worked our way up to this important number right here. You know what it is.
Number 3.
Oh, Nick Wallenda. What a pile of horse poop this thing was last night.
I watched about 30 seconds and bailed.
I like how
really over-exaggerated.
Well, right. They go, because he told earlier in the week, he told everybody, oh, no, there won't be any harnesses or nets or anything like that. Then he gets up and goes, why did the fire commissioner call us? They do this every day. They did it here. And the fire commissioner called us, hey, you know what? We're going to have to wear a harness. Well, what's the point? I can walk across with a harness.
I saw the harness. I said I could do that.
Right?
Who cares?
Give me the big stick and the harness, and I'm good to go.
The question everyone is asking now, what's next? What do you do
I'm
next?
Not asking.
You
know,
about 5 years ago, BuzzFeed did a profile on me, and in that I said I wanted to find a volcano to walk over, and
good.
I have found my active volcano.
Good.
And that's what I'll be doing next.
Right, no harness.
You need an active.
That's right.
No harness. There won't be a fire commissioner at the volcano to tell you you have to wear a harness. So that'll be good. I like that. Be right. Good way to go.
I don't know. There's a lot of technically active volcanoes that are basically just mountains.
Yeah, I know. I know, and he knows that too. And then we'll have a fire commissioner too. Oh my gosh! What a bunch of crap that is. All right, let's find out what's happening here. Now, you know what? The alarm has gone off in almost every single one of these. I'm mad at Nick Wallenda too, by the way. Really mad at him.
number two.
Remember this from Lion King?
Oh, God.
Of course.
It gets me every time.
Well, the new Lion King, the live-action Lion King, is coming out. And who's doing this song? Beyonce and Donald Glover.
Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
I thought Beyonce and Childish Gambino could do no wrong, quite honestly, and I'm wrong. I don't think they did so right there.
Did not nail it.
Beyonce is way too overpowering because she's just that much better. No offense to Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, but...
I mean, you can't compete with Beyonce,
yeah,
you know?
That's just the
Let
truth.
Her go solo
yeah, let
on
her
this.
Do it. Let her, yeah, childish. Let her do. Don't be so childish. Let her go.
Get out of her way.
Let her go.
Everything is just ticking row off.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. And finally...
Number one.
Friday night, Soldier Field, Rolling Stones.
This is our 38th show in Chicago. And I still haven't eaten an Italian beef. Washed down with a malort. Should I have it dry or should I have it wet?
The top five at five.
That's the Rolling Stones from Friday night here at the Soldier Field, and wow, what a show that was! Crazy, crazy. First of all, every time I go to a concert, I do row math, trying to figure out how much these guys are taking out of there. That's all I wanted to know.
How much cheddar are they taking out of there?
Well, it was confirmed. I thought it was $6 million for them after everything else is paid. It's closer to five. But so that's a good number.
So they got $5 million to do. Did they do two shows this weekend? Or was it
yeah, there's one Tuesday? Coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah. Is that per show or?
That's per show. That's $5 million for the band. That's the band cut.
That's now, nice cheddar.
Yeah. Well, you got the manager. You know, you got that problem. That's the first thing that starts. Booby Darling, Sweetheart, listen. Then you've got his exes and his child support. That's a lot.
How many exes does he have?
Let's see. We can look that up, actually.
We can look that up.
Then it was really interesting because the Rolling Stone magazine review of the Rolling Stone show on Friday night was fascinating because it talked about the fact that it's a main stage, right? That's like a big stage with these gigantic video screens. And, you know, that's what the modern, you know, arena rock thing is all about. They... went one step even further than that. They did a proscenium out with a little mini stage, and then they came out and they dropped a drum kit out there for Charlie Watts, who does look like the Crypt Keeper now. I mean, he is definitely not young anymore. And Keith Richards, I think Keith Richards is interesting because he looks like Gary Shandling now. But I mean, like really, like how Gary Shandling looks now.
Yeah.
And that was kind of thing. And then, you know, Ron Wood looks like Ron Wood always did. Ron Wood looked like he was being set up for a burial at any minute anyway. He was like skeletal. And then I'm the whole time thinking to myself, are they wearing wigs?
I never understood his hair, the Ronnie Wood hair, where it's kind of like...
That was very British soccer from the 80s, 70s and 80s.
But he still rocks it, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's his name?
Yeah.
The blonde guy who was like Ron Wood, but they were in the faces together. What's his name?
Yeah.
Him.
What's
going on now? Am I having a stroke and I can't remember the most important? He's one of the most important rock stars of all times.
Why are we all blanking? We all know it. Anybody? come on!
British. So he kicks the soccer balls into the stadium. Still out there touring. They just said Beckham in my ear. Now that's a real soccer player. You know, blonde, spiky hair, great looking.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart's had a number of ex-wives too. And they're all friends, apparently, he says. I don't know how that's even remotely possible.
Yeah, he and Ronnie would look alike.
Yeah. So anyway, they're in the same band together. Okay. The deal is that Jagger's got 8 ex-wives. Now, I mean, he's not paying on all of them, I'm sure. He just had a kid like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
With his Brazilian supermodel, which I don't know if that's a reference to where she's from or what her style is, but that's her.
Supermodels you can guess.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know if they're really from Brazil, though. I think they just.
No, I know, but I'm saying the first part. You could definitely guess.
Yeah.
Sounds more exotic.
Yes. He's always got something going on. So anyway, they go out to this proscenium stage, and they do a couple numbers, including Angie, which was, a ballad. It was like the first time that they were doing like a ballady kind of song, as opposed to the hard rock and hard charge and stuff that they'd done for the first almost hour of the show. By the time they
got out,
it's
their breather.
Yeah, but it wasn't, because they were working harder out there. And so Rolling Stone magazine said that this was a tribute to Anita Pallenberg, who I had never heard of before. But Anita Pallenberg apparently is known as the muse of the Rolling Stones. Because Anita Pallenberg actually dated Brian Jones, who was the founding member of the Rolling Stones, who died in 1969 at the age of 27, and was
First of 27.
Mm. Right, exactly. He's that guy. He's one of those guys. Actually, he's the first one. He was the first one of the rock stars to die at 27. And Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison all died at that. But the before he died in his pool, I think in France, but he'd gotten kicked out of the band that he had formed 2 months prior. Right? So that was kind of, there were a lot of talk about, there were a lot of drugs in the system and all that, but he was a mess. So she had dated him. And then when he died, she started dating Keith Richards and had 3 kids with him. For like a decade, they were together. And I'm like, now that's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, that's a little too much. That's, I know, I know you can love a band, but do you really have to love a band like that? I mean, it's sort of like, oh, he's dead, I'm moving on to you. And then where's Keith Richards on that?
He's dead, I'm moving on to you.
And I know she was a musician. She was a supermodel, and before there were supermodels, and a performance artist or something. She had her own kind of very mystical, magical thing about her, obviously. But I felt uncomfortable about it. And now all of a sudden I don't like the little proscenium performance. So if people are going to go see that tomorrow night, when they go out on the proscenium, go get a drink. That's a good time to get a beer, go to the bathroom. That, and also Keith Richards gets 3 songs too. And when he gets the 3 songs, that's a good time to go.
To get out of there?
Yeah. That's where they actually take Jagger backstage, and they like unzip his body,
put an IV in.
They put new batteries in and everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever it happens to be.
He's reborn again.
Yes. By the way, it is 5:40. It's just after 5:40. I need to explain this, and then we'll get back to my history of who slept with whom in rock and roll. But here's the deal. Tune in to the Steve Cochran Show tomorrow morning between... wait, no, that's not it. Hold on.
Every time we do
I don't
these.
Even have the right thing anymore. Hold on. Here we go. Yeah, I got the right thing now. Hold on. There we go. Let me explain this. Loyalty... I'm just going to read this as written for me.
I'm going to sit back and listen to you read it.
And then I'll explain what actually happened here. Loyalties to sports teams run deep in families, do they not? We talked about this earlier.
I would agree.
Would you agree?
I concur.
Mm-hmm. All right. WGN Radio wants to send your lifelong family of White Sox fans to the game.
That's pretty great.
Now, I don't think that... I think if they're deceased, you're not supposed to bring them. But maybe we can make arrangements. I'm not sure. You'll enjoy a Skybox suite for 20-plus food and cheer. I'm assuming that means booze, on the Sox as they play the Minnesota Twins on Sunday, July 28th.
That's great.
Whew. All right. Now, how can you win?
Tell us, Ralph.
Here's where it gets interesting. Tune in to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis starting Monday, June 24th at 5:40 p.m. Now, you've done that on the World Wide Web.
Yes, that's today. That was 3 minutes ago.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. On the radio, I'm assuming that they're playing some sort of an announcement that also explains this. But we're on the World Wide Web. But they're in pregame right now for the White Sox. Now, they, that means us, will give you clues when to tune in to the Steve Cochran Show the following weekday morning.
Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Tuesday. Right.
The 25th.
That's right. But actually, did we do that? Is there a clue in what I is there a clue? Was there just a clue? Okay.
Ro looks like someone's studying for an exam the night before.
See, I'm thinking he's trying to put together some IKEA furniture, okay. Reading the instructions. Frustrated.
He's reading the instructions on his toilet. His brand new Japanese toilet.
Help me, toilet.
I can't read Japanese.
Honest to God, the toilet would have made up a better promotion. I can tell you that right now. Hold on. So this is the clip that you will hear on the Steve Cochran Show.
Joining us, the chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf.
We're delighted to be back on WGN. I'm not delighted to be up this early because I'm out in Arizona. I'm in a different time zone. But it's great to be back with WGN.
When you hear that, then they will tell you the appropriate caller to be. Caller number, can I give the caller number here? 20. We're making this up as we're going along.
I can see that.
If you call her number 20, this is between 6:30 and 7 tomorrow morning.
Gotcha.
Between 6:30 and 7 tomorrow morning. When you hear that clip of Jerry Reinsdorf talking to Steve Cochran after the White Sox came back to WGN, mm-hmm. after decades of being away, mm-hmm. close to 100 decades of being away, but still decades of being away, then you will hear that, and then if you're caller number 20 at 312-981-7200, here's what will happen. You'll win 4 tickets to an upcoming White Sox game and then qualify to win the suite for 20 on July 28th.
Gotcha.
All right. Mm. Now, the station will award 7 qualifying packages, and the grand prize winner from all qualifiers will be announced on Wednesday, July 3rd at 5:40 p.m. Now, that's going to be interesting.
A doubleheader that day.
There is a doubleheader. What time is the second part of the doubleheader?
7:10.
Oh, good.
6:35 pregame.
All right, but there's a near earlier game. What time is that game, sir?
1:10. So we'll probably be on everything around
5:40.
5:30.
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Extra innings could kill us.
Please, no extra.
I'm going to have to call Farmio and get on the... I'm going to have to immediately drive to... Are they here?
And the yeah.
Yeah, you know what I think is probably safer is to go and sit in the booth so I can announce it at 5:40 no matter what's going on.
We could do that. That'd be a fun day.
Yeah.
I'm making too much out of this, aren't I? All right.
Your point being that July 3rd is the day you will announce
right.
who won.
The grand prize
winner. Grand prize winner. I'm assuming the games will be a perfect time to do it. I'm sure we'll be
a
fine.
Sweet.
For 20 plus.
For 20 plus.
Right. Your family, your friends. Most of whom
even
have to be alive.
Like people, they can come.
Right. I know. You could go. You could walk in and decide, listen, I've won this thing. I have no family or friends. I'm going to go down into the stadium and I'm going to find 19 people and bring them up. You can
or just sitting
too.
There by yourself.
Right.
Maybe you don't like anyone.
Right. It's even better.
Rub it in their face.
A suite all to yourself.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah. Right. It's up to 20 people. You can bring 4 people if you want. Boy, a suite with 4 people is sweet.
That's dangerous, too. That's stocked.
Yeah.
Cabinet full of alcoholic beverages.
Right. We will not provide the Uber.
We will not provide the
say that right now. All right. Complete details and contest rules, and I can't wait to read those, are at WGNradio.com/contest. All right.
Easy enough.
Yeah. You want to play that clip one more time? Are we allowed to do Maybe we're not even allowed to do that. I don't know. All right, here we go. Here's the clip again.
Joining us, the chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf.
We're delighted to be back on WGN. I'm not delighted to be up this early because I'm out in Arizona. I'm in a different time zone. But it's great to be back with WGN.
All right, there you go. There you have it.
You hear that tomorrow?
When you hear that,
be the 20th caller.
20th caller, right.
On the Cochran Show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 20th caller. Does the Cochran Show know it has to have the 20th caller? Are they aware of that now? All right, good. Because we had to make that up as we did it today.
There were some things that were left on the... You know, what happened was that there was... We were at the sausage factory here, and we ran out of sausage skin for a while. And so we hit casing, as they call it. Mm-hmm. I prefer to skin. And we had to improvise some of the skin.
Classic live radio.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to happen.
I thought you laid it out perfectly, Ro.
Now I have another promotion I'd like to tell you about. I have this one. Now, also, in the awkward way that we have to explain this, I will explain it in an awkward sort of way. Because I can't tell you all of it. Because that's actually the way that this whole thing goes. You can buy your way into a trip.
This is a good one.
With the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis. As you can join us on a tour of London. Now, that alone seems like a really great thing, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Sounds awesome. Who doesn't want to go to London?
Right. 4 days in London, 4 days, 4 nights, I think.
Perfect getaway.
Doesn't say here. Oh, yeah, it does. Okay. Trip includes round-trip air from Chicago and 4 nights at a 4-star Radisson Edwardian Kenilworth.
Ooh. Whoa, sounds fancy.
Sounds very nice, doesn't
it? Do they have
it?
Japanese toilets there?
I'll bet you they probably do.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're just jealous about my Japanese toilet, aren't
you? I'm
just
very intrigued now.
Yeah, okay. Wait, hold on. Now, you have to book your trip to London right now because space is limited.
Uh-oh.
And there's details at WGN Radio, or you can call Steve Bertrand on his own cell phone because it's Bertrand Travel handling this for us. 847-606-6065.
But what was that number again, Ro?
847-606-6065.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This hotel looks nice.
Yeah.
Checking it out right now.
Yeah.
They do it real nice over there.
It's real nice.
They do it nice over there.
It's going to be real nice over there.
Over there.
Yeah, over by there. It's real nice. Now, wait. There's something else you can do while you're there. Because we're going. Did I tell you when we're going? October 3rd?
Something about that time of year.
Yeah. October 3rd. That's when we're going. Now, let me tell you something else about October 3rd. What day of the week is October 3rd? Can somebody tell me that?
Is that a Thursday?
That'd be a Thursday situation, Ro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we we get there. We get there. I'm assuming we get there on October 3rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then that's Thursday. And then there's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Which something important is happening over in Prague. But
right. That's in Prague, though. Yeah.
That's where I'll be at the time.
Blackhawks are playing in Prague, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, I don't know, there you could tour the London Tower. There's all kinds of things. Windsor Castle. There's
a lot to
welcome
do.
There is a London pub crawl. I'll bet you that's for that Saturday night. That'd be my guess. Can't really go wrong with that.
No.
And then on Sunday.
Just don't overdo it.
And then on Sunday, there's something. Because at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on October 6th, I think there is an American football game.
Pigskin.
Mm-hmm.
The real thing.
Yeah.
Not the round football, American football.
There's an NFL game.
There's an NFL game.
Yeah.
Protect the shield.
Yeah. I think I just didn't. But there's a game of where Americans are going to be playing the game of football, you know, like the
11 on 11.
Right. Where the only kicking results in a...
Oh, yeah, God.
You know,
oh, God. Please don't do it to us.
I can't. It doesn't
Thank
work
God.
Anyway.
Thank God for this classic technical difficulty.
He's down on the phone.
Everything, it's like for 2 weeks, everything can go wrong around here has gone wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. Anyway, so that team, there's a team from, I think, around Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, that's going to be playing football there against the Oakland Raiders.
Accurate.
Yeah. Against the Oakland team. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can see their name either. But who knows? I think they're from Las Vegas. Whatever. The point is, if you want to buy tickets to that, you can do that as well, and we can do that through Steve Bertrand. There's a premium ticket package to the game at Hotspur Stadium.
How about that?
Because the Tottenham Hotspur are not going to sue us, unlike some other people. So there you go.
That sounds like a fun trip.
So when must they book by?
They must book in the next day or two. So go to WGNradio.com.
By June 27th.
Okay, so today is the 24th.
So the 3rd, or Thursday.
That's Thursday. Thursdays are wild here, by the way. I just want to tell you. So by Thursday,
any other promotions we need to get to? Any other events or contests?
Now, here's the thing. Like, trying to explain the promotions around here gets a little cumbersome. They're not traditional, I would say. Some of them are traditional. I mean, we're giving away a suite to a White Sox game. That's all you really need to know.
It's awesome.
Go to WGNradio.com. Check out how you can win a suite. And that's going to be great. It's a little tortured, the idea of having to have all your family. Because for me, I don't want to have family at the suite. I just want to have my friends at the suite. But they want to make it a family reunion. If you have family, White Sox family, you guys do. Mm-hmm. As we learned earlier, Kevin, his great-grandfather, got off the boat from Ireland.
The point is, we won't be checking birth certificates. You don't have to prove your family.
Right.
Right. That's true. But Kevin's great-grandfather got off the boat, and he immediately, and the boat landed right here at Navy Pier, and he immediately went to a White Sox game.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's
the first thing he did.
The original fan.
Yeah, the original fan.
Yeah, he went to a White Sox game because he was used to throwing coal in the mines of Wales.
What?
And he heard that there was a game in which they threw things about the size of a lump of coal at each other, and then another guy had a bat, and they would hit it.
Right.
And that's exactly how he used to break up the coal in the Welsh mines.
Exactly.
With the shovels.
Yeah.
He had a pint with Babe Ruth at Comiskey.
Yeah. So he went, and and the Yankees were in town.
Right.
And and Kevin's great-grandfather became an immediate fan, because still had the coal dust on his face. Still had the coal dust on his face from the mine when he got off the boat.
Right.
It landed here at Navy Pier, and they went right through Ellis Island.
Right. Just a quick pit stop at Ellis Island.
Right, because because Navy Pier, where the Ferris wheel is now, had an Ellis Island office right there.
The Ellis Island branch.
Ellis Island
Chicago.
West, they West. Called it.
Yeah. Right.
And he went through, and he gave his name, and he changed it to Powell.
Yep.
And they stamped him, and they said, you know where you need to go? You need to go to the White Sox Park right now and watch, because Babe Ruth's going to be there.
Right.
And he did. And then he becomes the original. So your grandfather became a fan.
And a season ticket holder.
Right, who was born hours later. and then your father was born, and he was a season ticket holder. Is that correct?
Still a diehard Sox fan.
Yep. Right? And now you cover the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, same story. Her people came from the Lapland.
The Lapland.
Right.
It's beautiful the time of year.
And they all wore peasant dresses and had flowers on their heads. Including the men, and they
met my grandfather at Comiskey Park.
Right. Then they didn't, and they barely. So either one of your families would be perfect to have at this family reunion.
Right.
If you don't have, like me, you don't want to bring your family. Huh. This is the perfect thing to do: to invite a bunch of your friends, guys. You could do this. Go to WGNradio.com, because on the 28th of July there is a suite that you could win, but you got to listen.
Great giveaway
to Steve Cochran tomorrow between 6:30 and 7:00.
And great food over there, so it's well worth it just for that.
Right.
Such good food.
Which way to the White Sox game? How do I get there? I just got off the boat at Navy Pier. Now I still have the coal dust from the coals of Wales. At one point, I actually fell in the water in the crossing, and I had to bite a shark to death. And now I'm here. It's amazing that the coal dust didn't come off when I did that, though. That's how much coal dust there is on me. Then I arrived, and there was Babe Ruth. He was drinking a beer in what they called the dugout. And I said, why do they call you Babe? And he said, none of your damn business, you Welshman with brown and black all over your face. And that's how I became a White Sox fan.
Sounded like a Bob Dylan song there for a moment. So it sounded like. All right, there you go.
That's how it happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
So that's why your family is the kind of family that should win next week.
Right. I'm sure many have a similar story.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Anyway. All right. So just reviewing now. The Stones were great. Go see them tomorrow night if you can. Listen all week to us around 5:40 and Steve Cochran show to win this suite for 20 people to the White Sox game at the end of July. And we're taking a trip to a place I can't tell you about
but you're really going to want to go. Because there's a team from here that's playing there that we don't have the broadcast rights to, so we can't mention their name.
Right.
But it's London, England in October. And we're going to take, Steve Bertrand is going to take you, and this show is going to take you. We're going to go with you, and that's what's going to happen. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And if you think we can drink in America, wait till you see what I can do to Europe. There are number, as a matter of fact, I'm on an Interpol list. So it'll be very fun to travel with me through the airport, I can tell you that. All right, that's all coming your way. All right, now what else do I have to do? See, keep listening here and WGNRadio.com. Actually, WGNRadio.com for the trip to London. You gotta go figure out if you want to go do that. People are going to come over tonight. You know, the family's going to come home. You're going to have dinner, whatever it is. Figure out if you want to go, because we need to know by Thursday. You have to book your trip. So that's a big deal.
And it's going to go quick.
Right, because we only have a certain amount of seats on the airplane, Mr. Bertrand explained to me.
Yeah, that happens.
Right.
Planes are like that.
Yes. There's X number of seats. That is absolutely true. Right. There's a limit, it turns out. Because we thought, well, we can sell a million of these things. Right. We said, the plane won't hold that. So there you go. All right? Everything clear? Am I done now with all of my business?
I think so.
Which is good, because I now have a Japanese toilet, so I can be done, and then everything gets cleaned up at the end. Unlike this show, which tomorrow I know I'm going to be arriving, and there are going to be memos, and there are going to be meetings, there are going to be thoughts from bosses about things. What did you mean when you said this?
Can I come over and try your toilet?
Yes, people will ask about that. I could sell tickets to my toilet now.
Yeah.
But believe me, that's going to be a conversation, too. There's going to be, I'm going to hear from one of those bosses that's like from the network level, who's going to be, did you discuss for half an hour on a radio station your toilet habits?
Your toilet habits?
No, sir. I discussed my Japanese toilet. Kim Gordon's got the WGN news right now.